here to share a little good stuff with you. So we hope you have time to just focus for a little bit, step away from what you're doing, and just enjoy a little bit of good things in your mind.
A lot of things going to be going on up in Rapid City starting this weekend and lasting the 31st through February 8th. It is the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. And of course, there's all kinds of events. I'm just going to tell you to go to blackhillsstockshow.com, find out when your favorite events are so that you can get tickets and you can be there. But it's a phenomenal event, one of the biggest in the Midwest for the midwinter shows. So go to blackhillsstockshow.com.
A huge event coming up on Friday. You might have noticed that Tri-State Livestock News isn't that glossy, fancy magazine. That's true. They've bypassed the glitz for real, hard-hitting ranching news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agricultural insights. I reckon you'll forgive their rustic style when you see their content. Visit online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Kim, what are you going to share for us on the good stuff today?
I've got some a few little stories from those who are still have young children at
home.
Okay. On raising small children, Deborah Brown says, I had a harrowing cross-country drive with a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. One of my son's meltdown was because his sister was looking out his window.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Ah, the memories. Here's something from Bob. When he was about 3, I asked my son if he wanted to catch up on his hot dog, and he said yes, so I added some. He melted down because some of the ketchup touched the bun, and he only wanted it on the hot dog.
Oh, no.
I know. I expect my trial to be announced shortly. Bob shared that. Here's one from Mr. Jones. Like the time my 2-year-old son melted into the floor of a department store over the fact that I wouldn't purchase a 1,000-piece Lego set that would have killed him. I had to remove his limp body by holding the back of his overalls like a purse. Ah, good times. And from Kay, my son, who's now 31, used to ask for hot chocolate, not heated up. So chocolate milk, no, hot chocolate, not heated up. Drama would ensue.
Oh, my goodness. I'll bet if he didn't make that right, it would.
Oh, no kidding. And Raylan shares this memory. This reminds me of the utter meltdown my daughter had when I backed out of the driveway without buckling in her imaginary friend, Clarissa. Oh. She went full on exorcist on me.
Full on exorcist.
Yep, yep. And Meg shares, on Sunday, I accidentally opened my Tyrant's cheese stick too far, subsequently tearing the refined photograph of Chase from Paw Patrol, ruining her cheese stick and her chances at happiness.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I have something to share today from Kevin Reese here of Valentine. Kevin, of course, had been writing some good poetry, and he'd passed away here several years ago now, but it's called Checking Cows for Grandpa. I'm checking cows for Grandpa on a horse we call Pepsi. Pepsi stands 16-2, while I'm only 3. But we work good together. Grandpa says, we're great. Pepsi goes just where I want, long as it's towards the gate. Grandpa and me, we go through cows and check each one real close. We can do a real good job as long as I stay on that horse. But Grandpa has to hold the reins as we go riding past. That stuff that they call clover, to me, looks like grass. 'Cause Pepsi, he'll stop to eat no matter what I do. And we have to call on Grandpa to lead us both on through. When we get home, though, I can tell the folks each cow we saw, 'cause I really do pay attention when I check cows for Grandpa. Something from Kevin Reese of Valentine.
Oh, I just love that. That is so sweet. Okay, here are some questions from TV game show contestants. And one might ask, not how did you get through the game, but rather, how are you getting through life, people? So here the presenter says, name a film starring Bob Hoskins that is also the name of a famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci. The contestant says, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, that's not it.
That's not it. And what happened in Dallas in November 22, 1963?
Well, that was when President Kennedy was assassinated.
Well, yeah, but guess what the contestant said?
I'm afraid to ask.
I don't know. I wasn't watching it then. And another presenter asked this question for a game show. Johnny Weissmuller died on this day. Which jungle-swinging character clad in only a loincloth did he play?
Tarzan, King of the Jungle.
The contestant said, Jesus. Wrong.
No, wrong. Folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this radio station for the good stuff.